Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
It is a long gospel, and I think back to my days in seminary, and my first sermon I ever had to preach, the very first one ever as a person aspiring to be a preacher, a teacher, was on this gospel. And I got my worst grade ever on it. And I tried to explain everything. And it's just too much. It just can't be done. I mean, it can't be done in one sermon. The responsorial psalm today was, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear the voice of Jesus, harden not your heart. Jesus comes to speak to this woman. Jesus comes to speak to each one of us. But we have to be open to this conversation, to this dialogue. And so we look into this story of the woman at the well. She comes alone. She comes alone to the well. And if you were paying attention, you heard what time of day she came. She came at noon. Now, if we know just a little bit about the culture of the Samaritan peoples and the culture of the Jews back in those days, we would know that women would not go to the well alone. They wouldn't go to the well alone because there would be shepherds there. There would be lots of men there that had been out in the field for a long time, and they wouldn't have any cops around the corner. She wouldn't go to the well alone because it was dangerous. She wouldn't go to the well alone in the middle of the day. She wouldn't go at noon. If you've been to a desert climate, you know it's cool in the morning. But when the sun comes up, it gets hot. And the wind starts blowing, and it's dusty, and it's nasty. And the dust would get into your bucket and into your water. So you wouldn't go at noon. You wouldn't go alone. Unless you were her. Because she's an outcast. She doesn't fit in. She wants to avoid the other people. She's not like them. There's something about her that's different. Nobody quite gets her, and she doesn't quite fit in anywhere. And so she makes it a point to go when nobody else would be there, alone. This woman at the well meets somebody else who happens to be alone at the well. We often find Jesus in the gospel alone. Even the Word of God describes when he's surrounded by his apostles, he's alone. This whole sense of isolation, of loneliness. Being lonely, being alone is one of the greatest fears of humanity. But you know, you can be alone in the bedroom with your spouse. You can be alone in a classroom full of peers. You can be alone. You can walk down a crowded city street and you are alone. And that is a common human reality, that we are our own self. Inside of our brain as soon as there is nothing else or nobody else or no noise to distract us, and we are by ourselves and we are alone, we know what happens inside our mind strikes up this internal conversation, right? And we start this dialogue. And this woman who represents the entire church, this woman who is alone represents you. And she goes out by herself to the well, and it is no accident that she meets Jesus there. Jesus is there waiting for her in the silence, in the aloneness. He's waiting for her. Jesus promises us as the good shepherd that he would leave the 99 and he would go and find the one. And he has found her and he enters into this conversation with her. The woman at the well is an example in one way of this interior conversation that we have to find ourselves alone and without distraction and hear and enter into this dialogue with Christ who's waiting for us. If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Be open to speak with him and listen to him. She goes to that well to drink. And you know, if we could go back in time 2,000 years and we could get ourselves in a helicopter and we could watch their conversation in binoculars and see the exchange, she would be there to get water. But there's something more that she's looking for. She is thirsting for something more. And Jesus pronounces this blessing. Y'all remember this blessing? Jesus pronounces this blessing on the world. He says, "Blessed are you who hunger and thirst for righteousness." You remember that blessing? That's one of the Beatitudes. Blessed are you if you can understand that your truly hunger, your greatest thirst is for righteousness. You know the prophet Amos in the Old Testament? The prophet Amos, he's one of the minor prophets, not a long book of prophecy, but Amos says there is a famine on the earth. People are starving to death. They are dying of hunger and thirst, Amos says, but not for food and not for water. The famine is not of bread. It is of hearing the word of God. And so this woman goes to the well, and who does she meet at the well but the word of God in her aloneness, lonely there by herself. And we know, we can read the gospel. We see why she's an outcast, why she feels alone, why she's not welcome to with the others. That may not be our story, but we know down deep inside the reality that sometimes we feel alone. Alone in this world. Not really, completely, and totally understood. And Jesus comes to us in that place. St. Augustine said, one of my favorite quotes, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." Y'all have heard me say that before, some of you have. "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you. O beauty ever ancient, ever new. O beauty ever ancient, ever new. You have made me for yourself. And I won't rest until I rest in your truth." This hunger and this thirst, blessed are you who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Where is your well? Where is the well in your life? Where do you go? Where do you go to enter into that conversation with Jesus who is there waiting for you? In the silence. Where do you go to spend time and conversate, hear him speak? Do you have a place? Do you have a time? See, we all need to enter into this conversation. We all need to be drawn into this dialogue with Jesus. Last Sunday, remember last Sunday? I know it was a long time ago. Last Sunday, we went up the mountain with Jesus. We went up the mountain for the transfiguration, and Jesus was there with Peter, James, and John, and a cloud descended, and a voice came out of the cloud. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Be open to the voice of God, but make sure you give Jesus an opportunity to speak to you as well. You see, my brothers and sisters, there's a famine in this world. People are starving to death. Your children, your grandchildren, your neighbors, your friends, perhaps your parents, they're starving to death. Not a famine of bread, a famine of the Word of God. We have to be able to hear him. We have to enter into this dialogue. We have to go to that well. We have to put aside all of the noise and let our Lord speak to us. We have to pray. This whole gospel is about prayer. It's about entering a dialogue with Jesus. And then she is touched by Jesus, and then she goes and shares that word with others. Remember that? She goes and brings Jesus to the town. A few weeks ago, just 2 weeks ago, I think, Deacon Eddie stood at this very pulpit and gave a beautiful homily, a reflection on his personal prayer life. Some of you remember that. Those of you that weren't here, he told the story of entering into the meditation on the passion of Jesus and how the wood wept. The wood of the cross wept because it was the instrument of our Lord's torture and death. But then as Jesus explained to the wood that that was his role and he needed to be strong to hold up Jesus, that Jesus would save the world. And this all came to Jesus, to Deacon Eddie in prayer. He had to pray to have that insight. He had to pray to have that understanding. When do you pray? Where do you go to pray? Where is your well? When do you spend time with the Word of God? When do you let the Son speak to you? We have to have some silence. We have to go away in our lives. You know what? There is a giant gulf. There is a huge space, the bigger than the Grand Canyon, between being alone and being lonely, between solitude and loneliness. We have to spend a time alone in our lives, but that doesn't mean being lonely. When we have the voice of God to speak to us and lead us and guide us, and this woman discovers in her loneliness the voice of God, and Jesus tells her, "I thirst for you. Give me something to drink. I thirst for you." Mother Teresa, reflecting on this conversation between the woman at the well and Jesus. Mother Teresa, reflecting on this conversation between the woman at the well and Jesus and his passion on the cross when he hung on that tree that Deacon Eddie described. Mother Teresa heard the words of Jesus, "I thirst," and she knew more than anything, he thirsts for our soul. He desires us. He wants us. You hear him say that to you? Come to me. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Let our Lord speak to you. Let our Lord speak to you. Go to that well. Go to that place. Go up that mountain. Carve out of your life some silence. Last week, in a way I hope you remember, I challenged you all to fast. This week, I challenge you to pray seriously. There's a famine in the world. People are starving to death. Don't be one of them. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.